Welcome to the Deep Dive. Look, today we're tackling something I think a lot of you are wrestling with. Scaling your business. You're ambitious, right? You've built things up with pure hustle. But let's be real. Maybe feeling a bit time-starved. Bogged down by admin. And the idea of hitting, I don't know, $100 million in annual settlements. And well, probably sounds like a huge Everest-sized leap. But what if it wasn't about just working harder? What if it was about working, you know, smarter? Building an actual system. So our mission for this deep dive is really to break down that massive goal. We're using this fascinating blueprint we've looked at, turning it into a clear data-driven plan.
Yeah, and the key thing here, I think, is that while the example might be specific, the principles, they're universal.
Absolutely.
We're going to unpack three core pillars. These are the real foundations for any scalable business. You need a high-octane growth engine,
okay,
bulletproof operations, yeah, and a modern tech stack that kind of ties it all together.
Got it. Okay, so this $100 million goal, what really struck me in the blueprint was how it makes that number feel, well, achievable.
Yeah.
It shows, it really just boils down to settling around three loans.
Yeah.
Every single week, consistently. And to get there, you need this predictable conversion funnel, right? Focusing on those leading indicators.
Exactly. The things you control.
Yeah. The actions and metrics that actually predict success later on.
Yeah.
Things like qualified leads, pre-approvals, stuff you measure before the final settlement.
Precisely. And the math, when you look at it, for every three settlements, you kind of need to start with about 40 qualified leads each week. Then from those, you're aiming for, say, 10 pre-approvals. Mm-hmm. Then four lodgements, that's the formal application going in, and those convert into your three settlements. So the big shift mentally isn't chasing the final number, it's managing the process.
Right. Build the machine.
Yeah. Perfect the machine, and the outcome, well, it takes care of itself.
You know, that makes me think. A lot of business owners feel like they're just pouring water into a leaky bucket with their sales process. Does this blueprint identify a specific headwind, something that makes scaling tough in this space?
Oh, absolutely. It calls out a major one, the leaky funnel.
Mm.
The data suggests the conversion rate from getting someone pre-approved to actually settling the deal.
Yeah,
it's projected to plummet, like from over 60% down to just 40% this year.
Wow. That's significant.
It is. Now, the conversion from lodgement to settlement, that seems okay, still healthy. The real breakdown, the fracture, is between getting that pre-approval and getting the actual application lodged.
Okay.
So your growth isn't really capped by finding leads anymore. It's about your ability to keep those pre-approved folks engaged and actually moving forward.
So fixing that leak.
That's the single biggest operational lever you can pull for scale.
Yeah. Okay, so if that's the challenge, fixing that leak, how do you actually build a system to do it?
Right.
The blueprint says the immediate answer is bulletproof operations designed specifically for that gap, right? Pre-approval to lodgement.
Spot on. It's about creating what it calls a loan factory. And crucially, you have to document everything.
Everything.
Everything. The thinking is if a process isn't written down, it doesn't really exist. Not in a scalable way anyway. You can't delegate it effectively. You can't improve it without you being involved every single time.
Right. It stays stuck in your head.
Exactly. So this means automating onboarding. Yeah. Creating master checklists for every single stage, proactive communication with clients, and then you build your team with specialists, not generalists.
Interesting. Specialists.
Yeah. Think roles like a client service manager. Their whole job is nurturing those pre-approved clients, keeping them warm, making sure they lodge. Or a loan processor who just focuses on meticulously managing the submissions. The process dictates the role, not the other way around.
That makes a lot of sense. Building that robust internal system is key. But, okay, operations are humming. How does the blueprint say we actually fill that system, get the clients in? This must be the growth engine part. And I guess it's not just throwing money at ads.
Definitely not just ads. A really powerful strategy highlighted is to stop being a generalist. You need to build a niche brand.
A niche. Why is that so important for growth?
Well, a niche isn't just about who you target. It actually amplifies your message, makes it cut through the noise. There's a case study mentioned, a small firm focusing only on like eco-friendly mortgages. They saw 50% higher client retention.
Wow. Just from the niche.
Yeah, because it spoke directly to their clients' values, you know? Right. It also makes you way more attractive to professional partners like accountants or a real estate agent.
Okay, partners. That's key too.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the second part of growth is systematizing referrals from those partners and clients. Apparently, there's a golden window, like within 48 hours of settlement. That's when client satisfaction is sky high. Ask then.
Got it. Systematize the ask. Okay, so operations engine running smoothly, growth engine bringing people in.
Yeah.
How does tech fit? How do we make this frictionless, truly scalable? It can't all be manual checklists, surely.
Oh, absolutely not. Technology is crucial, the modern tech stack. So. It's not just about using whatever generic software your aggregator gives you. That's a trap. Think of it as your central nervous system. The blueprint recommends a hub and spoke model.
Hub and spoke.
Yeah. Your CRM, your customer relationship management system, that's the hub. Central place for client and deal data. Then you have specialized tools as the spokes.
Yeah.
Maybe something for calculating serviceability, something for secure document collection.
So best-in-class tools for specific jobs, but they all connect back to the main system.
Exactly. And they integrate seamlessly. This tech gives a small, specialized team the leverage to handle really high volume. And crucially, it helps you avoid that aggregator crutch trap.
Explain that one, the aggregator crutch.
It's where you become too reliant on the generic, often quite inflexible software provided by your larger financial network or aggregator group. It can actually stifle your unique operational flow, the very thing you've built to be efficient. You need tech that serves your system.
Right, right. Control your own tools. Now, speaking of traps, the blueprint mentioned four common ones that kill growth. Things like compliance bottleneck or key person dependency. How do these tie back?
Well, the real insight here is that these traps, they aren't just random problems. They're symptoms. Symptoms of a business that hasn't properly built out one of those three pillars. Growth, operations, or technology.
Okay, so they're consequences.
Precisely. Like key person dependency, where everything falls apart if one specific person leaves. Mm. That's the ultimate failure to systematize your operations and build a proper team structure. You address the root cause in one of the pillars. The trap itself just disappears.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? The journey to scaling your business, hitting that big number. It really isn't about more hustle, is it? It seems like a fundamental shift from being the person doing all the work to being the architect who builds the system that does the work.
That's it. That's the core transformation. Those three pillars we talked about, growth attracting clients, operations converting them super efficiently, and technology giving you leverage, they're all interconnected. And building them is how you solve those big industry challenges and, importantly, avoid those common pitfalls, like relying too much on the aggregator crutch or being crippled by key person dependency.
So here's a thought to leave you with. If scaling your business really is about building a system, what's the very first piece of your own blueprint you'll start designing today? Something to mull over as you continue your own deep dive.